burn it, it's burnt with that same
Okay, so starting the Gemara and Chesaron Beis. So the Gemara says that what if you have a mavoi where one side is longer than the other, right? Sidur echad rochvit, sidur echad kotzer. One side is long and one side is short. So then what? If it's less than four amos, the difference is less than four amos, then according to the name of Rav, right? You put the korah on an angle. But if it's four amos, you don't put the korah on an angle. Then you have to put the korah across from the short side, right? Okay, and Rava says in both cases, it has to be across. Okay. Okay, this is an important fact. So Rashi explains that when it says you put the korah on an angle, it's not just a question of where you put the korah. It means that you can actually use all the mavoi up until the korah. So on the you can go from the what did Rashi say? Yishtamish kan baruchah v'kan b'katzara. So on one side you can be mishtamish with the long wall, and on the short side with the short wall. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's a bit of a difficult problem. What's the four amos? Right, what's the four amos? Okay, go ahead. Now, Rava is generous enough to explain both sides of the machlokas. Right? Okay. So Rava says, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is like this. He says, I hold... that what's the reason for a korah? It's a heker. And there's no heker on an angle. Not clear what that means. There's no heker on an angle. But they hold that a korah is a mechitza. Is me din mechitza. And therefore what? You can have mechitza on an angle? Those things, there's no problem with mechitza on an angle. Okay, let's take a Rashi. What does it mean that it's a there's no heker on the alachson? Yes, so Rashi explains, right? It doesn't mean that it's not noticeable if it's on an angle, right? It's not like Pesach the Karen Zavis law of Dinshi, right? It's not like on a Karen Zavis doesn't exist as a korah, right? But Rashi is saying it's not going to be an effective. It's not going to be effective. Why? Because what's the hecker? What did you say? So that's a good question. So why? The people will see the mavo. The people will see the korah, and they'll know that it's that's why he's being mishtamish there. I mean, that's the whole. Isn't that the whole point of the korah? And people will see the without the korah, they'll think it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the korah shows that no, this is not part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right. Right. In other words, that's the difference between mechitza. That's the difference between the idea of mishum mechitza, mishum hekera. Right. Mishum hekera means mishum mechitza means it's actually closing off the space. It's actually making this an enclosure. Right. So to make an enclosure, it doesn't matter if it's on an alachson. Mechitza can be an enclosure on an alachson. But mishum hekera means it's not a tikkun at all in the makom. Right, it's just highlighting that this is a separate makom. Right, in other words, the only reason for the confusion is that people are not going to be mechalek; they're going to think that these mechitzas are not doing anything. Right, and they're going to see somebody carrying in there, and they're going to think that it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They're not going to know because it's open on it's completely open. They're going to make a mistake. But hecker is only going to be good to a pre-existing entity, right? Hecker is not going to define a new entity. So he's saying once you have the long wall going out, right? The only way to be mati that is to create. Now, the long wall going out means that you have part of the means that area is not mukaf mechitzos, right? The long area going out is not mukaf mechitzos now. So it's not It's not defined by its mechitzos. So a hecker has to be a hecker to something that already exists. But in terms of what? But Rashi is saying that it doesn't. That in terms of the structure of the walls are not defining this makom as tocha mavoi. The hecker is just saying the area. The hecker is just saying that the area that's tocha mavoi is different than the area that's chutz l'mavoi. But it doesn't define what's toch and what's chutz. Only mechitza will define what's toch and what's chutz. Let's think about that for a minute. I just want to, let's go back for one second. What's the difference between 4 amos or less than 4 amos? Why is this only work by 4 amos? Even for by less than 4 amos. Even according to Rava. I mean, even according to the first Shita, who holds us midin mechitza. Right? Why does it only work up to 4 amos? So what do you say? So you saw the riff? Because what do we know? What do we know already? Some of us might know. That what? What's 4 amos? 4 amos is the standard. Yeah, there's a machlokas in the Gemara if the minimum is 4 amos for tefachim. But I don't remember if anybody, I don't remember if we did it in Shir, but the Rashba says that the standard is 4 amos. No matter what the minimum halachic Shir is, the standard is 4 amos. So that's what the Rif says. He says, Vim lo haya aruch odef ala kotzer ela pachos midalad amos. Eino kim mavoi b'fnei atzma ulefikach meiniach esakora olav ba'alachson. Yeah. So what does that mean? In other words, even the one who holds that what? That what? Oh, he says before, I'm sorry. Pirushim haya aruch odef ala kotzer dalad amos havale kim mavoi b'fnei atzma. Vitzorach mechitza kinegdo. Right? This whole thing is only working if you're going to say, how is this? He's trying to explain the idea of how this works. How does it work? What's necessary for this whole thing to work? Into one entity. In other words, it has to be, it still has, the orach still has to be considered the kosel hamavoi. You understand? It still has to be considered kosel hamavoi, because a korah can only be placed on the kosel hamavoi. It has to be from kosel hamavoi to kosel hamavoi. So as long as, now hamavoi doesn't have to be, the walls don't have to be exactly the same, right? As long as the odef, right, is less than 4, it's just considered to be a longer and a shorter wall of the mavoi. If you have a new chetza of sheer mavoi in its own right, then he's saying it would need another wall kinegdo. That's what the Rif is saying. It would need a new wall kinegdo. This would be now like a new, this would be like koveya, a new makom. This would be part of a new makom of mavoi. The only way it works, because like Daniel was saying, it's not a problem, the Gemara doesn't say it's a problem because the Korah is not on the Kosel HaMavoi. Right? It's saying it's on the Kosel HaMavoi, but it's not going to be a Matir of the Korah. But if it was longer than 4 Amos, then it would not be on the 2 Kosel HaMavoi. It would be the Kosel, one Kosel of this Mavoi, and another Kosel of another Mavoi. Kosel of a new entity of Mavoi. Understand? So therefore, there's two problems. More than Dalat, less than Dalat Amos means it's still part of the Kosel HaMavoi. Now you have a question if it's going to function.
It's a new Kosel?
Not just considered. In other words, more than 4 Amos would not be considered just an unevenness in the Kosel HaMavoi. It would be considered like a new extension of a new region, a new section of Mavoi. And it would have no corresponding Kosel connecto. 4 Amos is a new, it's like it's viewed on its own.
Right, but assuming it's...
That's a shear of Mavoi. That itself is a shear of Mavoi. Yeah. Now you're okay. So what do you see from this? You see, even Midin Mechitza, It's only when it's a kasher kora first. That's an interesting idea too, right? Because even the tzad that holds kora is midin is mishum tamachitza, but it's only koras hamavoy is good. So even according to that tzad, if it's four amos long, it's not going to be good because it's not in the makom hakora. It's not in the makom hamavoy.
What?
It's like a real machitza, right? Did you see the Rashba? So the Rashba says that two of Pesach would be different, right? Even if it were longer than four, two of Pesach would work. Because that's a Mechitza Gemura. No, because a Korah is not a Mechitza Gemura. A Korah is a Matir of a Mavoy. A Tzuras of Pesach is not the Matir of a Mavoy. A Tzuras of Pesach is just an objective Cheftza of Mechitza. Right? So that's always going to be Sosim, no matter what. But Korah is a tikkun mavoy, but it has to be the kosle mavoy, have to be the same mavoy.